This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in on a Wednesday morning. Hopefully you survived all that rain yesterday. Did you say a 2.5 hour rain?
Yeah, it was like 2 hours and 19 minutes, so just shy of 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it was a lot of rain that fell yesterday, and hopefully didn't have any too many problems. I'm sure Sue Thomas had a fun evening down here on the Reardon Show yesterday. I'm not laughing at her, but I'm sure that was fun with the rain that was coming down to my house. Was a hard rain, and we had standing water on the streets and everything out there, and we're not even in a flood zone. So that kind of tells you what's going on with that. I think most of that's out of here for today, so you should be in pretty good shape. Sue will keep an eye on the roads for you, though. Stay tuned for that. Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bryden here with me this morning, and we're glad that you joined us. Coming up, we're going to talk to Nicole Ambrose. She's the former Young Republicans chair, talking about this continued, the continued derangement of this mayor of L.A., who's decided that she's single-handedly going to stop immigration enforcement. And she's completely insane, in my opinion. She's making things up, although she did admit yesterday that there are lies floating out there around the use of the military in downtown L.A. When she was finally pressed on it, she finally admitted she didn't know. And we'll talk to Nicole about that coming up in the next segment. We got to Nicole Murray at the bottom of the hour with business, and we'll get you're in other news at about 6:45. Stay tuned for all of that. It's a little bit of a mess out there for sure on a lot of these issues. We're going to talk more about the government that is finally going to compensate people who were affected by all of that uranium spread around the greater St. Louis area back in the 40s and 50s, and continue to haunt people and families that we know that graduated with my wife from North County High School. And we're going to get Kim Visentine on here this morning about 7:35. She was one of the founders of that Coldwater Creek group that started fighting for just some acknowledgement by the government as to what was going on in the neighborhoods up there around Coldwater Creek years ago, and that has finally paid off. We'll talk to them about that this morning about 7:35. Right now, Ethan, I want to get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
So on every front, from alienating our friends to not getting peace in Ukraine, to not getting peace in Gaza and Israel, this is not a president who has brought calm to the world. He's just brought freaking chaos to the world.
Oh, poor Claire Bear. Little Claire McCaskill. She got nothing to do these days but take her paycheck from MSDNC and get on there and spread the Democrat talking points. Sounds a little desperate to me.
It sounds more like they want to put down a rabid dog than that they have a political disagreement. And this is where extreme talk leads.
Oh, yeah, you know who he's talking about. He's not talking about talk show hosts. He's talking about AOC and Bernie Sanders and Karen Bass and all of these Democrats who are just so hate-filled with Donald Trump, they don't even care about what policy it happens to be.
Secretary did say this morning that undocumented workers would not be covered by any amnesty from working on farms. So which is
it? There's no amnesty. What we're doing is we're getting rid of criminals, but we are doing a work program.
Yeah, that's President Trump answering the mainstream media lie that was floating around yesterday that he's being pressured to take part in some amnesty program for a bunch of illegals that are still in this country.
New security measures at Metrolink stations. Last year, Metro Transit started installing these turnstiles at 11 stations. They added more security on trains as well as surveillance cameras. And the upgrades are helping Bi-State Development's bottom line.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, here's the thing. Sometimes you just got to wait a while to say, I told you so. In this case, it's been about 32 years, roughly. Can you imagine when people travel to cities outside of St. Louis? And they come back and they're like, oh, man, that metro system they've got there is fantastic. You get on the, like it used to be this way in New York. Now I advise people against riding the subway in New York because they're so anti-police up there that you might just get set afire or pushed in front of a train and there's nobody around to protect you. And if a citizen steps up and protects you from a crazy homeless person, they get tried for murder. So there are exceptions to what I'm saying. But in Chicago and places like that, in Washington, D.C., people will brag a lot about the metro system. And a lot of people are dependent upon it. And imagine what could have been in St. Louis. Just imagine what could have been if, at the time it was installed 35 years ago, however long that's been now, they would have done what they finally got around to doing the last couple of years, which was securing the stations to make sure the troublemakers couldn't get on the trains. So the story you just heard from Channel 4 is them met, you know, what do they say about lies and dang statistics and all of that? I don't know. We're trusting Metro with the numbers here, but Metro is now claiming that ridership is up by like 15% on Metro at the 11 stations where these new turnstiles were added. That is the gates that you have to have a pass to pass through this gate. It's not just the little turnstile that hits you at hip level. This is a metal gate that with the turnstile that turns in one direction, and then you scan your ticket and it lets one person go through. They're claiming that at the 11 stations where the turnstiles were added, more than 1.3 million riders have boarded trains from January to May, which is a 15% increase compared to last year. At all Metro stations, ridership is up 11% or more than 3 million riders. And the number of incidents at those stations is down in the same period, dropping from 251 to only 215. What could have been in St. Louis? Years ago when covering this story, we would go to the folks in Metro and say, why don't you have security at the station? Like, why don't you put officers in every time? We can't afford to. Okay, so you have a perception problem here. People perceive that they're going to get on the train and they're going to ride through a bad area and somebody's going to rob them, and you can't change that unless you're willing to put officers in every time. Well, we can't afford to do that. We don't have enough people. It would take too big a force to put all those people on the trains. Okay, how about securing the stations so that the scumbags can't get on any train they want because they can just walk right up and hop on the train and there's never anybody to check your ticket? Well, that would cost too much. So they continued for years to have this problem on Metro where people were afraid to ride it. People didn't want to park at Hanley or whatever and ride the train downtown to visit downtown events out of fear that they were going to get run, and on a daily basis, if they wanted to ride it to work or not. Because when it's less frequently traveled, you would think you might have a greater chance of some crime being committed. Finally, they get around to spending $61 million in security upgrades with better camera systems, turnstile fencing, and all of that. And finally, ridership is up.
The only time I've ever really ridden the Metro was years and years and years ago when I had gone to Mardi Gras. And that was because so many people were on it that I felt safer.
You felt there were, during the night of a big event like a ball game or something like that, that you've got enough people around you that you're not isolated.
I know you haven't had a chance.
You can't defend yourself.
You've not had a chance to ride the Metro, not that you do often anyway, but to ride it since they've implemented these changes.
I have not.
Would you, based on what you're seeing now, the changes they've made, would you recommend someone ride it?
I don't know. It would depend on the situation.
Yeah.
It would be this is a situational response.
Big change.
This is something they needed to do years ago, and I still don't think it's installed at every.
No. Only 11.
But my guess is they targeted the 11 they were having the biggest problem with,
right.
I would hope.
It's a big step in the right direction. And they had to do something because we can complain and complain and complain about all these things and lost revenue and it's not doing anything. Well, if you're not willing to invest money to make the changes that's causing the problem, well, then what are you complaining about?
So they dropped from 251 incidents to 215. That's a drop, but why do we still have 215 incidents? And what were those incidents? Were those armed robberies? Were they stabbings? What were they, assaults? What were they, would be my question. So the next big step is, if you conceal carry and you're a legal concealed carry holder, you should be able to carry on the trains. And when they take that step, that number of incidents will drop even more. So please do that, Metro. It took you plenty of time, but you finally got around to doing something that should have been done 33 years ago when this whole mess got started. You could have had one of the great Metro systems in the area. Maybe you can get back to that. I don't know. Coming up, Nicoli Ambrose. We'll talk more about what's going on in L.A. where the mayor wants to stop ICE raids, period.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll be back.
federal agents in camo or actually members of the, you know, Marines or National Guard that have been mobilized by the Trump administration. Do you know that for a fact?
No, and let me just tell you that that is one of the mysteries of what is going on in our town. What I do know is that the Custom Border Patrol was definitely there. I have been told that the National Guards and the Marines were playing different roles, some on the periphery, but that we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, that is there's Mayor Bass from L.A. yesterday on there trying to whip up the crowds. I've been told. Who were you told that by, Mayor? Who told you that the Marines were somewhere in the periphery? You're just trying to stir up fear yourself and stoke your own argument that you don't want ICE raids in your town. That's not going to happen. We've got Nicolay Ambrose with us this morning, a former YR chair, young Republican chair, and GOP committee woman from Maryland. Nicolay, welcome back. How are you?
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, I'm sick to death of what I'm seeing in L.A. These riots, the whole argument that Trump militarized that, then and today, the only reason any federal troop would be in there would be to protect federal assets, period. I've heard of not a single interaction between the military and a civilian in L.A. Have you?
No. And you have to realize, so MacArthur Park, where, you know, Mayor Bass went, you know, valiantly striving into, is known by locals as Meth Arthur Park because it's just full of drug addicts. It is so safe. No one would let their kid play in this park because they're just people doubled over about to die of overdoses in that park. It is so unsafe, littered, and disgusting. So, you know, this is the same former congresswoman, the same current LA mayor who went on tour of Africa while her city was burning down, and she couldn't be troubled to make sure there was water in reservoirs to put out fire in fire season. But this is the same lady who can, you know, run up to ICE agents and tell them to get out of her city and say, I demand to speak with your supervisor, so on and so forth. You know, she's so protecting us from what, the meth heads that her city, you know, helps create and can't take care of. But this woman is a disgrace.
What do you think
about? She cares more about fighting ICE.
What do you think about the ICE agents being told that they have to remove their masks and identify themselves? Because many of these agents have been victims of doxing.
Well, the best was when she was giving her press conference yesterday evening. You know, she had people standing there with masks on themselves, apparently members of her administration. So, you know, she obviously has no understanding, even though she served in Congress for over a decade of 18 U.S. Code 111, you know, that you're not supposed to assault a federal officer, doesn't seem to understand that you're not supposed to impede a federal officer in their efforts. But what's so concerning about all of this is it's just the trend of everything that's happening in every single blue city. And it was so funny because this same weekend, when we are all celebrating our nation's independence, Axios puts out an article interviewing over a dozen Democrat lawmakers where they are told, they're literally telling the reporters that their supporters, generally frequently white privileged supporters, are telling them to, quote unquote, get shot to resist Trump and numerous other things, that civility is not working, so we have to prepare for violence. And what do the Democrats do? They get more ridiculous and they fundraise off of it instead of say, no, that is not the American way. Go to the ballot box.
Yeah. Nicolay Ambrose, our guest. You know, the thing about it is Karen Bass is she's a community organizer, just like Barack Obama was. She used to travel to Cuba under Fidel Castro's regime when she was younger. And that she's trying to sow seeds of discontent in her own community as a way of fighting back against Orange Man Bad. That's all I see.
She has an extremely radical background. If you look at her history going back to the 80s and beyond, she is an avowed leftist. So it is no surprise that she's the type that might advocate for a violence or not have a problem with it.
What a shame. Nicolay Ambrose, thank you so much for your time. Always great having you on.
Great chatting. Thanks so
yeah,
much, buddy.
You take care. Appreciate that. Yeah. Karen Bass. I mean, come on. Just if you don't know anything else about her, just Google her name. And there are pictures of her in Cuba with Fidel Castro supporters years ago. She used to travel over there. She's a avowed leftist, just like Nicolay said. And she's doing her thing in the City of Angels right now, trying to stir up hatred against government employees in ICE. Wow. All right, coming up, we'll get to Nicole Murray, get you a check of business, see what the promise of new tariffs may or may not be doing to the markets this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll be right back. All right, we're getting near the end of the month, and of course, we always deliver food to our first responders. You can go to 971talk.com/contests and enter your favorite first responder, police, firefighter, EMS, whoever it happens to be, by name. Send us your best argument for why they should be recognized, and Grill Master Tony and I are going to go down and deliver food to them. Sometimes it's one of us, sometimes it's both us, but we will be there. So it's good. We have a good time. Sue Thomas, are you with me right now?
I am.
I am so jealous. Your brother Jeff right now is at mid-court for Wimbledon. That is so cool.
I am completely obsessed. And I'm watching the Wimbledon live feed in between traffic. I've just got it going off on the side. They're going to be center court for the Djokovic match in the quarterfinals. And they're over there because Sophie is graduating. And I come from a big tennis family. We had court time every Tuesday, and we played doubles against each other. So this is a huge deal. And Jeff said they were going over, and they thought, oh, let's go to Wimbledon. He said, well, we'll get a side court. And then he thought, I'm not getting younger.
Yeah.
Well, you only live once, so they sprang for the center court tickets. So they're going to get to watch the good stuff today. So it's just so cool to see.
Good for him.
I'm so happy for him.
It's been many years since I've been to a pro tennis tournament, but that's the biggest one. That's the right. Granddaddy. That's awesome. Well, good
exactly.
for you. I'm excited for him. That's great.
I am too, and at least it's not clay, so the French, I can't stand that. At least we got grass at Wimbledon.
That's true.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I love the pictures. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. All right, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm just dandy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was off on Monday, just like you, apparently. I had a long weekend because I was coming back from vacation, got back late Sunday night. What was your excuse?
There was wine that needed to be drank by the pool.
Oh, good for you.
You
just had a long weekend. I see.
Yeah, just kind of needed a little bit of a reset, take a step back, and, enjoy the sunshine. I got a nice tan.
Nice. I got to go to the beach last week. I'm all relaxed.
Well, I'm really happy for you guys.
And about as tan as I get. I put like 70 or 100 sunscreen on, so I don't take any chances.
Do you look like a lobster?
No, I don't. I actually did not get burned. My redheaded daughter got burned because she didn't put enough sunscreen on her lily white skin.
The worst is when you get burned on your feet. You forget often to make sure your feet are covered.
The top of your feet. Yeah.
Oh, that's so painful.
Horrible to put shoes on after that, for sure.
No way. It's worse on the back.
You think?
That's probably true when you get in the shower.
Ooh. Yeah, when you get in the shower, plus you can't 100% reach it. So if you're putting like that cooling gel on, like you need help, and then it's like, ugh.
Boy. First world problems. What's going on out there in the business world?
All right, so futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 165. The NASDAQ up 5. The S&P 500 down 4. Demolition has started on the Woods Mills Shopping Plaza, here to make way for new condominium development. McBride Homes plans to build 112 luxury condos with retail shops. The condos will feature 2 and 3 bedrooms with a private outdoor space. President Trump said he will impose a 50% tariff on copper imports and suggested more steep sector-specific duties are on the way. Trump added he would announce soon tariffs at a very, very high rate, like 200% on pharmaceutical imports. President Trump says there will be no extensions granted to the new August 1st deadline for U.S. trading partners to negotiate new deals or face significantly higher tariffs on goods imported from other countries. Stocks fell sharply after Trump's post went live. The Supreme Court has lifted a lower court order that blocked sweeping layoffs of federal workers at nearly 24 agencies. The high court order clears the way for the Trump administration to resume its efforts to scale back the federal government, which has been led by the White House's Department of Government Efficiency. A regulatory filing says Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has sold nearly 3 million shares worth more than $665 million over 2 days in July. The stock sale is part of a plan announced earlier this year that will see Bezos unload up to 25 million shares through May of 2026. And finally, the newest dating trend. Generation Z and millennial women are showing up to first dates without makeup. Experts say that arriving at a first date fresh face can help screen potential suitors who simply are not a match.
Wow, that's bold.
No, that's stupid.
That's stupid.
What are you saying?
How are you going to lure them in?
Because I get this whole idea of natural. I understand that, but there is something to be said for looking nice for someone. And I'm not saying you have to like glob on a ton of makeup. There are women who look absolutely beautiful with no makeup on. I look like a raccoon because I have dark circles under my eyes. And people are just trying to be nice. I'm like, no, you don't. Yes, I do. But I don't know. There's something, I just think that's important to look nice. And just like I wouldn't want a guy to show up looking like a slob. Like, I don't want him to show up in sweatpants and a t-shirt because he's testing me to see if I really care about his personality. No, I expect you to look nice. I'm not saying you need to wear a tuxedo, but you need to look presentable.
You can look nice without makeup, though.
No, you can. I guess I just feel like it's this whole, like, I don't know. There's something about that that just feels like they're doing it for the wrong reason.
I've done this before, actually.
And did it go well?
No, but that's not because I wasn't wearing makeup.
You should put a sign around your neck that said, this is a test. This is only a test.
But did you do it for that reason?
I was just like, it was like a lunch date where I was running home from work and I did not have time
to do anything other than
moisturizer. It was kind of, all right, I guess this is what we're going with.
I just view that as different.
You're not the one driving down the road applying your makeup while you're driving. I see that all the time.
No, I'm a little too klutzy to give something like that a try. But I don't know. I might do it more often moving forward, especially now that I have a tan.
Oh, yeah.
Tan
helps,
does make everyone feel better. Mm-hmm.
You know? So, but yeah, I don't think you need makeup to be presentable.
All right, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you Friday. Appreciate that. So when we traveled, Kim, we rented a car so that we could have enough more room. We needed a minivan because we took three teenage girls with us. And it had that lane assist on it. So my truck does not have that. But this car has lane assist.
It beeps at you.
Which beeps at you if you start to go out of the lane. And then it tugs on the wheel a little bit, too.
I don't like it.
I hated it.
I know. One of our cars has that, too.
My wife loves it.
Beep, beep, beep,
so
beep,
she
beep, beep.
She just got a new to us car. It's used, but she just got a vehicle, and it's got that on there. And I'm trying to figure out how to disconnect it. But it's the car she'll drive most of the time, and she wants me to leave it on. I'm like, do you get out of the lane that often? Is there something I need to understand about you?
But you could. She could also say
you could use it too. She said, I'm like, I don't like it.
She could also then make the argument, well, do you get out of the lane so much that that's why it's bothering you? If you just stayed in the lane, it wouldn't impact you.
I don't know.
Right?
I just don't
like
it.
It's that jerking back.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care if it beeps at me, but when it pulls the wheel on you,
when it grabs the wheel.
Yeah. So if you get to my husband's car, for whatever reason, been driving it more so lately, but it will beep at me if I'm getting, if someone stopped ahead of me, and beep, beep, beep. And I feel like it sort of puts the brakes on a little bit. And I'm not
saying
that's a bad thing, but it's a little freaky when all of a sudden you realize that you're slowing down without pushing the brakes.
My wife says to that, Ethan, if you just use your turn signal, it won't pull on the wheel.
I do sometimes.
What, you sometimes use your turn signal?
Sometimes.
No, I always use my turn signal. You're right. If it does disable it, if you put your turn signal on, it lets you get over without tugging on the wheel. But like if you forget, like if you're coming up on somebody and they're going really slow and you have to go over at the last second without a turn signal, then that's distracting. I don't like it.
If you cut in front of me, I'm a lot less irritated if you have your turn signal on. If you don't have your turn signal on, I'm automatically irritated.
Uh-huh.
Like this is just disrespectful.
I don't know. If I had it on my car, I would disable it. I didn't like that thing at all, for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, our friend Genevieve Wood, senior advisor from Heritage, and my friend Kim Visentine is going to join us. She is celebrating one of the things in that big, beautiful bill, which was a RECA funding, which is the compensation fund for people who were exposed to radiation for years along Coldwater Creek and other areas in St. Louis. We're going to get to her at 7:35. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, this is some sad news for any Chick-fil-A fans, because I think a lot of people, for whatever reason, might be tricked into thinking that Chick-fil-A is not as bad as some of the other fast food restaurants. But newsflash, it's not. World Atlas just ranked the 10 worst fast food chains, looking at their nutrition data and just different things. And Chick-fil-A came in at number 10.
As the
most unhealthy. Yes.
It came in the top 10 or number 10?
Number 10, but it's in the top 10, but it's number 10. So number one most unhealthy was Wendy's. Then it goes Sonic, Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, KFC, Quiznos, which is not that surprising, but I love Quiznos.
Huh.
McDonald's, Smashburger, Little Caesars, and then Chick-fil-A rounds out the top 10.
So what is their definition of unhealthy? Like, why Wendy's?
That seems odd.
Grilled burgers. Is that why?
I mean, they look at calories and just different things, sodium levels and, sugar level or added sugar, things like that. And, they talk about their
Taco Bell worse than McDonald's. That's interesting.
Yeah, McDonald's? I didn't even say McDonald's is number 7. Okay. Yeah
right.
I'm a little.
But you're not going to fast food for healthy reasons. You know what I mean?
That's true, but sometimes you're looking for the lesser of all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you can do I've seen people at Chick-fil-A, they have whole accounts on Instagram where they'll tell you, hey, if you want to go get something at a fast food restaurant, here's the healthier alternative.
Right.
Like get a grilled chicken. But the salad dressings, if you go get a salad and then you put the dressing on it, you've basically ruined the salad, I've heard.
I usually get that grilled market salad the grilled chicken market salad at Chick-fil-A,
they have good
which
salads.
Is delicious. But if you look at the calorie count, you're not very far off from the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
550 calories in that market salad,
I'm eating
Mark.
It because it's got something green in it.
1,000 milligrams of sodium in that.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. 26 grams of sugar. How do
but
you feel about
so
your market
good.
Salad
it's
now?
It's so good.
Don't ruin I'll this for
that's
us, Kim.
That's why it's good.
Yeah, stop. Stop. Hey, by the way, car buyers in the U.S. set a new record. This is stunning to me. In the second quarter, they set a record for the number of people who have $1,000 or more monthly car payments.
That's
it hit an all-time high of 19.3%, or 1 in 5 consumers have a car payment that's over $1,000. The average monthly payment, $756.
How are you affording that? Are you living in like a shack? That
house
you're...
payment.
I
don't know. But I mean, if you go out and you buy a new truck, for example, my truck today would be $70,000. If you don't have anything to trade in.
If not more.
If not more.
Yeah.
And if you don't have anything to trade in.
You don't get much if you trade in your car anyway.
No, not a lot, but you know.
That's a terrible investment.
Oh, I know.
It just lose value. The minute you drive it off the lot, it's not like a home where you're built, you know. Anyway, that's crazy to me. All right, this is just scary because I hate bees, and there's an unusual attack by bees in some French town that's left 24 people injured. 3 of them are in critical condition. These passerbys were stung over a period of about 30 minutes on Sunday morning. This is in south central France, and one of the people who was stung, I guess, is some 78-year-old person who went into cardiac arrest now and is thankfully in stable condition. But they're saying that this is related to some Asian hornets threatening a beehive that had been installed on the roof terrace of a downtown hotel more than a decade ago. The mayor of this town in France is saying that this had likely caused the bees to become very aggressive.
Wow.
That's unfortunate.
No kidding. Hey, here's a feel-good story for you to end things. A guy in North Carolina is walking on his property, lets his dog out, which is his black lab, a couple weeks ago. The dog runs over to the pond, and a 10-foot alligator grabs it and drags it into the water. If the audio's up over here, Ethan, I'm going to play something real quick here.
You see that white speck at the other end? That's where I was. I had my guard down. I didn't think about it. I heard him let out a yell like I've never heard in my life, and I heard water at the same time. I knew exactly what it was the instant I heard it.
Yeah, so he grabs a rake and goes over and attacks this alligator, and it let go of his dog.
Wow.
I mean, amazingly, it did. Thank goodness he had a stick or something with him, and I mean, he didn't have a gun, clearly, but he saved his dog. Dog had a few cuts on its leg, but other than that, it's going to be fine.
Funny because all the animal rights people were sitting there saying, why are you dissing these alligators at Alligator Alcatraz and saying that they're vicious and do all these things? Well, they eat people they clearly try to eat dogs.
Yes, they will. It's what they do. They're alligators. Yeah. My t-shirt's been ordered, by the way.
Did you? I knew
it. Alligator Alley t-shirt.
I called that. Did I not, Ethan?
All right, coming up, we'll talk more about the effort to save people who were affected by radiation when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.